proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. One of the things we really enjoy doing is something that we've called for years our small business spotlight. And you never know what you're going to run up against out there. In just a simple turn down a street and you see something, you go, oh, I didn't know that people were doing that. And I didn't know these people were doing that up until just a week ago. Our guest is Nancy Vetter, who happens to be married to Dean, and the company that they have is the Iowa Custom Murphy Beds Company. You know, those space-saving things that you used to see in old hotels and stuff? I had no idea they were such a thing, but apparently they are. We're going to learn all about it from Nancy. Nancy, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be here.
We have known each other for some time.
Right.
I had no idea that you guys were into Murphy beds, for crying out loud.
Yeah?
What? Tell me. Yeah.
Oh, this is our sixth year.
Amazing. All right, so for folks that are listening to this in our digital gods and goddesses, and they go, Murphy bed, what the hell is a Murphy bed? Explain what they are.
Well, Murphy bed is basically we build each one of our units is custom made.
Okay, so, hence the name custom made, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And ours are made by Amish craftsmen. And so the bed is in a wooden cabinet.
Yes.
And it folds up and down, and it has doors in front of it to
shield.
That you can close.
So mm-hmm. It looks like a cabinet of some kind.
Correct.
Now, I'm familiar with Murphy beds only because of this. At one time, I was a vice president of a property company, and we owned a hotel that was built in the 19-teens.
Right.
And in every room in this old hotel, they had a Murphy bed.
Right.
And some of those were still operational, you know?
Yes.
But you just drag them out of the cabinet or out of the wall, and they set up, and boom, off
right.
you go.
Right. We've actually placed a Murphy bed without the wooden cabinet in a space where there was an original
really?
Murphy bed. Right.
All right. So when Nancy Vetter is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, if you can tell I'm kind of excited about this, I am, because this was just one of those chance finds. And you're not just doing Murphy beds in Iowa, though. You're doing them all over the place.
We are. We've sent them out to Colorado. We've had a couple go to Colorado, Kansas City, all over Iowa, Illinois.
Yeah. Who buys a Murphy bed? I mean, what's the demographic like? What are people trying to do?
The majority of the beds that we sell are usually people who are wanting a multitask room. They have either a second or a third bedroom that they would like to use as a bedroom, but they also want to use it as an office or
Got
a craft
it.
Room or their grandchild, you know, grandchildren's playroom. Yeah.
They or have a den or something.
Or a den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they take a room and they can utilize that as a bedroom as well as whatever the other function is.
Right.
And then they have this beautiful piece of furniture
exactly.
that sits there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Uh-huh. We've put them in businesses. We have one in the emergency vet clinic here
sure.
in Des Moines, or West Des Moines, I think it was. And we've put them in a hospital for their sleep.
Sure, that would make sense.
Testing.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Nancy Vetter, ladies and gentlemen. She is from the Iowa Custom Murphy Bed Company. Been in business for 6 years and going all over the United States selling these Murphy beds. Now, as far as what they look like, mm-hmm. can people have them stained to match their home, the decor, what?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Each one is custom made, so we can match. We actually can offer to have them painted or stained.
Okay.
And our wood craftsmen can match just about any stain that
Amazing.
We've come up with for him.
And when we get to size of these Murphy beds, how big are they or small can they be? What, you know, if we're thinking of a double bed or, mm-hmm. you know, what?
Yeah, we can make any size. Matter of fact, we've made a 3/4
yeah?
size bed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, as people tend to maybe downsize a little bit,
right.
or perhaps, you know, maybe they move from their 3,000 room home or 3,000 square foot house and that's got four bedrooms to one that has maybe two or three.
Right.
So they can still utilize the room for whatever multi-use of that room with a Murphy bed in
Absolutely.
It when the grandkids come or whoever comes to visit.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we talk about demographics that are buying these, who's mostly buying them? Younger people, older people? Is it a pretty good mix?
It's a pretty good mix. I would say the majority of our sales, though, are people whose children probably have already left home.
Okay.
And although we've put them in homes with people that have small children.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's a real
just
mix
everybody.
Of yeah.
Wow. How do you market Iowa Custom Murphy Beds? How do people find you?
Well, we started out 6 years ago. We were lucky enough to get a spot at the Iowa State Fair.
Oh,
and we got.
That's a job, isn't it?
It is.
Where Varied Industries Building was that?
In the Varied Industries.
Yeah, and they're like open 12 hours a day or something like that.
12, yeah, 10 days in a row.
I know. Yeah, been there.
So yeah, it is. It's quite a job, but I'll tell you, it was so worth it. We really were thankful to have gotten that spot because we could never have afforded to do the kind of advertising that gave us. And we are still doing residual
from that
orders
event.
From the fair. People remember us from the fair. This is the first year that we are not at the fair.
Oh, okay. So you decided to say, okay, we got enough business for right now, right?
Thank goodness.
All right. So word of mouth, I suspect.
Yes.
Any social media stuff? Are you websites?
Okay.
We'll link to that. Okay. All right. I think it's fascinating. Now you say that the craftsmen, the people that make these for you,
yes,
are Amish craftsmen, and everybody knows what quality work that is.
Right.
How did you find these folks?
We met our wood craftsman at the fair.
Of course. Why not?
And that worked out really nice for us. We actually decided to get all local craftsmen. So our beds, our units are made 100% in Iowa right down to the springs.
Really?
Yeah.
Down to the springs?
Right down to the springs. We get our springs from Adel Spring Company.
Who knew, right?
Right.
There's a spring company at
yes.
Adel. Well,
mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, you got to have those if you're putting a bed together. So this is an all Iowa built piece of furniture.
Right.
And with Amish craftsmen. Now, when you put these in and install them, mm-hmm. are you guys installing them yourselves, or are you getting installers? Because you're not traveling to Colorado with these, are you?
No. Actually, our Colorado ones, they had an installer out there, a cabinet builder, and then we just kind of walked them through the process.
Is it shipped disassembled, and then they assemble it on spot? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But here locally, we do install them. We have an installer, and we're actually looking for a second installer or an installer assistant. And Dean, of course, goes along to supervise and help.
Well, there you go. Somebody's got to supervise, right?
We started out with our son was our installer.
Yeah.
And then him and his wife moved to Ohio. So
so you should start selling in Ohio.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
And the cool thing about this podcast is it goes all over the world. We're not just local. I mean, you folks in Ohio, you're listening to this, you want a Murphy bed, we've got a connection for you.
Absolutely.
All right. So in all of these states and all of these places, Murphy beds, how did you decide to do this in the first place? I mean, you know, you wake up one day and say, you know what we ought to do? We ought to start building and manufacturing Murphy
actually,
beds.
I wanted a Murphy bed for our third bedroom.
Oh, yes. So you were a customer.
Yes, I was a customer. And when I realized what I had to go through, buy one sight unseen, We would have had to learn how to install it ourselves. I said, you know, I think maybe we need to look into this business and see.
So when you were looking to purchase a Murphy bed, was it tough finding somebody?
It was. Actually, the one that I finally decided I might order was from California.
Wow.
Would have had to pay the shipping from California. And from that company, it was pretty high. I was looking at over $1,000 just for shipping.
Just for shipping, yeah.
And then to figure out, you know, how to put it together. Of course, they tell you they'll send instructions.
All right, all right. I've been through that, too.
Yeah. Even cabinet makers that we've sent these, like, to Colorado, we still have to walk them through the process.
I'm sure. It is called the Iowa Custom Murphy Bed Company. We will have links to their website up on our radio blog. I just think this is a fascinating story because it's one of those things that you just don't see all the time. And it's one of those very interesting businesses that people don't know about unless they know about it.
Right.
You know? And it all makes perfect sense. What's the best part? Final question. What's the best part of the work that you guys are doing?
I really enjoy it. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoy meeting people. And we have each customer, of course, kind of feels like you become friends with them. You work with them so closely on developing this project that's what I enjoy the most of it.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. Her name is Nancy Vetter. Her and her husband, Dean, own the company called Iowa Custom Murphy Beds, and we will have links to all of that. So you can contact these folks if you're interested in something. And if you're in Ohio, we happen to know that there's a great installer that lives there as well. Nancy, thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's my pleasure.
Once again, that was Nancy Vetter, who with her husband, Dean, owns Iowa Custom Murphy Beds. As you heard, they do business all over the United States, and we will have links up on our radio blog for their website. Well, don't go away. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.